Live from the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time to make the coffee, time to make the donut, time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Okay, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform. So get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show. Brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems. Quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for I in the outdoors.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to DoveCreekWagyu.com.
CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, RTPOutdoors.com.
And Gary Mason's Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the campfire. Yes, indeed. I hope everybody had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas as we go into the new year. Happy New Year. This is your handsome but yet humble host from the Missouri Ozarks down in Deer Camp. Welcome once again to the campfire. Pour another cup of that coffee. Having a great time in the hills of Missouri. Wow, I cannot believe we're almost going in 2019. This could be 20 years on the show. 20 or 2000. Hey, Vogler Vogler, are you in there with me
this morning? Yes, sir, I am. 20 years sounds like a long time.
Yeah, it is a long time dealing with you.
Right? Me standing outside the glass. I bet you would have. Wish you wouldn't have stood up that day.
Yeah. I hope you and Maddie G had a great Christmas, and sorry I couldn't be in there with you guys. I was bringing you some goodies. I ran into, you'll never guess who I happened to run into down here in the Missouri Ozarks, a gal named Michelle Johnson, Dove Creek Wagyu Ooh. Cattle Company. Ooh. Guess what I got for you guys? And also, Bambi took a ride and went over to Summersville to Zimmerman's Meat Market.
Oh, God.
And guess what I have for you guys?
Ooh, heaven on earth. Heaven on earth.
So I'll be bringing that in. I'll be bringing that in next week for you. You know, we're in the alternative season. And if you go to my Facebook page, you all can see all the fine foods we've been preparing and cooking and having a lot of fun with. This season runs December 22nd to January 1. January 1 is the alternative deer firearms alternative methods. Of course, 1/2 hour before sunrise, 1/2 hour after sunset. Marty texted me a while ago. He already left, and he said, baby, it's cold outside. So I guess he's... you know, it's funny. Last week when we were down hunting and we had to return home, we had a lot of wind. It was tough hunting. Didn't see any deer. Had moved to stand and set up. And then we come home, and it's absolutely perfect morning for deer hunting, and you're not there. You know how that works. So Marty's hoping this morning is the morning. I got a call from down there that the deer were moving everywhere. So last week after we came home, so we'll see how that goes. Now, you can use a muzzleloader, cap and ball firearm, 40 caliber or larger. A single projectile, of course, cap and ball handguns, including revolvers. So you can hunt with a revolver during this this season. Air-powered guns, you know, of course, bows, long bows, recurves, and compounds. And, of course, and crossbows. And, of course, the one you always talk about, Vogler Vogler, the atlatl.
Yeah.
It's a rod and narrow board-like device used to launch through throwing motion of the arm a dart 5 to 8 feet in length. I mean, might as well use an 8-iron, huh?
Yeah, smack them.
Unbelievable. Oh, by the way, you guys, I don't know if you've seen it yet, if you've seen it on my Facebook page, but our Dove Creek Wagyu Best Damn Beef Jerky is now in a vacuum sealed pack with new packaging. It looks great.
It did. That really did. And I was hoping, please, hope you run into her. I really do. It's
yeah. Well, I got to meet her and a little cutie pie daughter of hers that I turkey hunted with. Got me a big old hug and talked about some business, and we took care of business, and I've got some beef jerky for you guys, some Best Damn Jerky. And it is really good. I got to watch him. He's going through my truck trying to find some more of that teriyaki. He demands more. He don't even ask for it anymore. He demands more. He says it's the best he's ever ate. So, you know, he's got to get me in trouble with that.
Now, they've also got something else we don't talk a lot about, but their steaks and their hamburgers.
Steaks are awesome.
Oh, that is the finest. And it's one of our listeners, when they came down to the program, they said, as I was cutting up that steak to give out samples, I looked at my hands and I was going to lick my fingers. And the problem was I was going to do it, you know, but then I realized I was in public and shouldn't do it, you know. So, oh, fine.
Oh, I tell you something about being down here that's so different. And I wanted to mention that to everybody. And please, I don't mean anything bad against folks in the St. Louis City area or up here, but what a different world. Up here, it's very difficult. You very seldom make eye contact with anybody in public. And down there, they're like greeting you, waving. Every vehicle you pass waves at you. I was driving down a back road, okay, and up an embankment, a big grass embankment at a church, was two older ladies in their dresses, standing, real nice dresses, standing up there. And they look down and see me driving on the road. I just happened to glance up, and they both start waving at me. You go in the stores, and everybody visits with you and asks how you're doing and can they help you. And when you go to the meat counter down there to get stuff for camp, you know, you talk about hunting to the butcher. I mean, it's a different world, you know. Everybody is so friendly, and I miss that. That's the way it used to be when I grew up, every place. And I don't see that up here, and it's a shame that our society has changed so much people can't enjoy that, you know.
I got to ask you about something you had. Can I ask you now about something you cooked, or is that going to be next segment?
No, you can ask. Why don't we do it next segment? Because I do want to say something. I had the TV on, and an old black and white Andy of Mayberry came on, right? Right?
Yeah.
And that's another thing that's right in line with what I'm talking about, is that these old shows are so good. It's what I really like to watch. It's so different than what they got on TV today. Here's Andy Griffin, and they're out crow hunting, shooting crows.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't see that on TV today, right?
No.
It was really cool. It really got my attention. When they got back in town, guess what? They had a gooseberry pie.
Oh.
And they were talking about the gooseberry pie. Now, have you ever seen that on a television show?
Never.
Gooseberries. And a lot of people don't know today what gooseberries are. I used to pick them when I was a kid. I hated picking gooseberries. But Andy and Mayberry was hunting crows, shooting shotguns, and then they had a skeet shoot, him against a woman, and the woman beat him because she was the champion skeet shooter. And then they had gooseberry pie. What a great show.
Definitely. Gooseberry pie. Oh.
Gooseberry pie. Man, my grandma used to make a gooseberry pie. It was unbelievable. Well, we're going to take a break, guys and girls. When we come back, let's talk about some of that food and stuff you was going to ask me about, okay?
Oh, yes.
All righty. Yes. Matty G, take us to the break. Oh, we all forgot to say that, you know, when I opened the show, I forgot to say, you know, it's me, the Vogler Vogler, Peanuts here with me, and then Matty G, and then Kevy Kev. We got to give everybody credit for doing these shows, right?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Good day.
Go ahead,
today.
Vogler. I'm gonna give you a little leeway. Go ahead.
This is Ray Eyes on the Outdoors, the voice of the outdoors, and we're gonna be right back.